Chapter 4.
We took a longer route back to the fleet. A circuitous path that involved forging a new hyperspace lane between Curdo and Orto Plutonia. But only after scanning the ship for tracers and spyware. Without immediate pressure, and with the luxury of time, R2 minimized the inherent risk of traveling along unknown hyperspace lanes, in conjunction with the nav computer of the Desert Jewel. Admiral Akbar and Princess Leia surprised me by taking a shuttle over from the command ship Redemption to the Promise, where the Desert Jewel was being kept. They wanted to see me right away, and they arrived in the captain's quarters with C-3PO whirring behind them. The protocol droid looked like he had recently enjoyed an oil bath and a shine, and he was almost jubilant to see R2-D2. "It was a somewhat successful trip," I said. "R2 has the full catalog of Rodian weapons, and..."
"Excellent!"
Akbar wheezed, waving that away as unimportant. I noticed the Mon Calamari often cut off or disregarded any talk that didn't immediately advance his current goal.
"But we're more interested in what happened to you in the Lonic system."
"How had they heard about that?" "I never could make that stop on Lonic," I said. "There was this ship in trouble, and I couldn't stand to see it destroyed by TIE fighters, so I helped it escape. I know it was stupid and compromised the mission, and maybe the safety of the fleet, and I apologize for that." "We'll send someone else to Lonic, Luke," Leia said. Her long, dark hair was braided in a queue that fell down her back, and she wore a practical casual outfit of pants, tunic, and boots. "And don't worry. Helping that ship the way you did was vital. It carried information that could change things for us."
"It did?"
"There was a Kupoan spy on that ship who delivered some vital intelligence. Apparently there's a given woman newly arrived on Dinan who can, if reports are accurate, slice almost anything. She's a cryptographic genius who makes intuitive leaps that droids can't and customizes her own hardware. The Empire is keeping her in a sort of luxurious imprisonment there, trying to convince her to apply her skills to slice through our codes and those of other groups they're monitoring. She's been given freedom to move on the planet, but she's guarded around the clock. Through a Kupoan contact on Dinan, she smuggled out a message entirely in mathematics that took 3PO most of a day to figure out. She says she'll work for us against the Empire if we can get her family to Omarith and then take her there to join them." "Where's Omarith?"
"Out past Hot Space," Akbar answered. "It's a water-based planet with a few archipelagos. I've seen hollows. Looks delightful. But it has little to offer most species in the galaxy, besides fish, so it's practically uninhabited."
"No sentient water species there?"
"Only those daredevils that like to visit from other planets, I'm told. The problem is that many of the native fish are quite large and hungry. Makes for dangerous swimming. Not the kind of ocean I'd like to swim in."
"Luke, we can have Major Durlin and his crew take care of relocating the family," Leia said. "But we'd like you to snatch the cryptologist from Dinan and fly her to Omarith."
"Why me?"
"You're one of the best pilots we have, and it's going to take some skillful flying to get her out of there. Once the Empire realizes she's been taken, they'll be anxious to reacquire her. We know this because the pursuit of the Kupoans was relentless. If not for your interference, they wouldn't have made it."
"Are you sure about that? There were only two TIEs on its tail, and I took them out easily. I mean, one of them swung around to attack, and then deliberately broke off and gave me a free shot. What if this is a setup?"
"I don't think it is,"
Akbar said.
"The Kupoan ship shields were almost exhausted, and the TIEs would have destroyed it in the next couple of minutes. They couldn't have known you'd show up at that time. They were genuinely doing their best to eliminate the Kupoans and seal their security breach."
"We still don't have the Millennium Falcon available," Leia continued.
So I think when you consider that you need a very fast ship, with room at least for a passenger and a droid, the Desert Jewel might be our best option.
She's a wanted ship now, I reminded her, but Leia shrugged it off.
The Millennium Falcon is wanted everywhere. We just changed the transponder codes and it's fine.
But the Jewel is virtually unarmed, I pointed out. That's a serious drawback if we're going to face significant Imperial interference. We need to be able to defend ourselves, and that ship's not ready for this kind of mission without upgrades.
Leia exchanged an uncertain glance with Admiral Ackbar.
Upgrading weapons on such a custom ship might be difficult,
Ackbar said, consonants slipping and vowels bubbling as his voice, accustomed to water, struggled in the dry air of the ship.
Why?
The Alliance is low on money. We're having trouble maintaining the fleet we have, much less upgrading it. However, there's some time before you need to go. The Kapoans need a couple of weeks to establish the Givens' routine and search for weaknesses in her security so they can give you the best chance of success. If you can find the resources to upgrade the ship by then, by all means, do so.
Something didn't add up. You just had me go on a trip to see the Rodians about purchasing weapons, and now you're saying you can't pay for weapons?
We'll have money eventually, Luke, Leia assured me. But we're not sure when. Expecting a rebellion to have reliable cash flow is like...
She paused to grasp for an apt comparison, then finished...
Expecting Han Solo to behave rationally.
She turned her head to the droids.
3PO, you enjoy calculating these sorts of things. What's more likely, reliable cash flow for the Alliance, or Han behaving rationally?
While both have very little chance of occurring, Princess, reliable cash flow is far more likely.
She frowned.
That's what I thought.
It occurred to me that Leia might be feeling some resentment at Han being away trying to help himself instead of helping the Alliance. I wouldn't say a thing about that to him, of course. He would interpret it to mean that she missed him. Speaking of missing people...
Is Nakari Kellen back from that training mission on the surface? I asked.
Yes? Why?
Well...